Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I am here today with my dear friend Two.
Hi guys.
Welcome on the show, Two.
Thanks, TK. I'm a little nervous. Oh, but I'm so very excited.
And this is your second podcast you've been on.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's so crazy. I was just talking to her and I was like, I'm so shocked you haven't been on more, but you're a busy girl.
Yeah, I'm running around. I have a new schedule now.
Yeah, so. Okay, so explain to me, give us the full recap.
Yeah.
Because you've been on Pretty Basic, and I'm sure some listeners have listened to that, but give us the full recap if no one knows.
Okay, so I've spent the last 9-10 years doing corporate life, especially in the beauty industry, mm-hmm. having a lot of fun, just like paving my own way. So I started out being a host mm-hmm. and then a junior producer, just making video content for brands. Mm-hmm. And this was like super, super, super new back in the day.
And then who were you hosting for?
For a derm store.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Crazy big e-commerce, like skincare. It was like the Sephora, before Sephora stores had like online.com.
Wow.
So you can buy like La Roche-Posay, Drunk Elephant. You can buy everyone on Dermstore, Elta MD.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
The OGs. Wait, okay. So quick question. I just have to interrupt. You're from California, right?
Yes, I'm from the Bay Area.
Bay Area. And then north. Where'd you go to college again?
In San Diego.
Oh, okay. Where in San Diego?
UCSD.
UCSD. Yes. Okay. And then you graduated and moved back to the Bay.
Yes, I moved back to the Bay. Oh my gosh. Do you know the story of how I found my job at Dermstore?
I don't know if I do. Tell me.
I found my job at Dermstore through a Craigslist ad.
I think I did know okay, that. Okay, okay, okay. That's crazy. Okay, how did that happen?
So I graduated college, and I was applying to so many different jobs, and this is when the recession happened pretty much. So we couldn't, like, any of us couldn't find any jobs. I had an internship, but it was in, like, public education, so, like, they didn't want to bring me on. Mm-hmm. So I went home to San Jose because I was like, I can't stay in San Diego and, like, work at this pizza restaurant and, like, pay rent. I was like, I have to, like, maximize my time. So I go home. Every day I would go to Starbucks and I would sit there from 9 to 6 applying to like any job under the sun. And there's this one.
Me.
Yeah. Like I was just so focused. I was like, I can't hang out with anyone. Mm-hmm. I can't do anything fun. Like I just need to be laser focused.
I think people don't realize that like people have to do that.
Yes.
Like there's a time in your life where you have to like grind and apply to like 100 jobs.
Yeah. It was. I had like a spreadsheet.
I had to do that too.
And I got rejected every single day, mm-hmm. but I was like, I need to keep pushing because I don't want to stay in San Jose. Mm-hmm. I want to like move to Los Angeles. I saw this listing and I didn't qualify for it. Mm-hmm. They were like, we want to look for a makeup artist who's been in the industry for 10 years, who like loves.
Oh, wow.
10 years. And they were like, who loves beauty but can be like on camera. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, this is before like social media was big. So mm-hmm. makeup artists were like people truly on set and like doing makeup and not having like a personality or social media presence. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was like, okay, I haven't been around doing makeup for 10 years, but I'm so passionate. Like I can sell anything. Uh-huh. I can sell a blush, a bronzer, and I know so many product knowledge because I was like obsessed with it. So I applied anyways.
Hilarious. I mean, I've done that a gazillion times too. Stuff I'm not qualified for.
And I was just like, who cares? I got a call back and they were like, can you come in tomorrow to do a screen test? So they're going to like record you and give you a fake script.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh my God. I rented a car with my best friend and we drove to Los Angeles from San Jose. 6 hours.
Stop.
Yes. Yes. And then they were like, pick any product from our website that you love and then pitch that product to us. So I picked this Stila Cosmetics. It was like a highlighter that you like the way you open the product, it kind of grinds the product. So it becomes like a loose powder and you highlight it. And this is when like Kim Kardashian, the like contour and like highlighting was just like becoming trendy. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to like trend report and try to like forecast what's coming up. Instead of saying like what's cool, I'm gonna forecast what's coming up. And I remember there was like the CEO, the CMO, like really important people. Of Dermstore.
Whoa!
Like the people. And I got so nervous, like my personality like went into the trash. Like I don't know who came out of this body, but I was like a corporate robot. I was like, this is a Stila. And I like couldn't get my words out and I was so nervous and I was like, I tanked it. I drove home and my dad was like, how was it? And I was like, Dad, like, let's not talk about this. Like, I did so terrible. Like, fast forward, the girl that they picked to do like the pilot or whatever, she got sick. So I was like the next person runner up that was available and they're like, call her back.
Get out.
Yes. So they called me back and they were like, hey, can you come back? We're going to do like an actual run through of the product that they were releasing. They're like, we'll have a hair person, we'll have a makeup person, we have actual products. You're going to do the full run through.
Oh my gosh.
I had to rent another car. I was like, yeah, I can be there.
You're like, tomorrow? What time?
Yeah. And I did that. And I was like, okay, too, like, you can't be a corporate robot. This is like your second shot that no one really gets. Like, be yourself. And then the rest was history. Like, got the job after that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That, well, okay. What I love about that the most is most people, I feel like, limit themselves. They're like, ah, I would have to rent a car. Like, they don't even consider that position.
Yeah.
But like, I'm so relating to you because I would rent a car and like drive. How long of a drive is that?
It's 6 hours.
Yeah, I would do that too.
Yeah.
But that's the perfect person to hire because you want someone that's hungry enough to like go quite literally the extra mile to get the job.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
you are the perfect person for that.
They didn't know I didn't live in LA. They're like, do you live here? And I was like, yes, I do.
But
I did
the amount of people that have done that. That's what Makeup by Ariel did. Have you ever heard about his story?
No.
I think I saw this on TikTok or like a You know who that is, right?
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner's makeup artist. Yeah. I think I saw it on TikTok or a podcast or something, but basically she found him through like the internet, essentially. And she was like, hey, I would love to use you, blah, 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 like on this week. And he was like, okay, perfect. He didn't. He lived in New York or something like that. Literally flew out, saved up all his money, flew out and acted like he lived here, made it work. And now, like, obviously cut to now he's his... her like
so talented.
Full-time girly and like has his own social media presence and everything but like it just goes to show like when you're passionate about something like people can see that.
Yeah It was I'm so grateful for that experience.
That's amazing. Okay, so how did you transition from that to was it then Benefit?
So after that I went on to do social media and I was getting really burnt out because when you're doing like corporate beauty videos, especially on the brand side, you can't really do like personality stuff. And we're talking about like
it's very product focused.
And it's very clinical. So skincare is so clinical and you have to say the right words and like you can't if there's like fine lines and wrinkles, you have to say it in a certain way without getting in trouble. So I was super young, like imagine being 21 and like selling skincare to like women in like 45, like SkinCeuticals, CE, Ferulic. It just wasn't matching up. And the feedback were like, people were like, you have perfect skin. We don't want to hear from you. Like they wanted to like realistic skin.
Oh.
So Instagram was like popping up at this time and like evolving. Like people were posting for fun. And I remember I just like studied the platform and I was like, a lot of brands aren't on it the way that they should be. It was like brand new. People were just having like personal pages. And I was like, I'm gonna teach myself this platform because it's gonna be the next big platform. So I like try to grow my own like Instagram page, really learn what people want, how people are taking photos. And this is when flat lays were like the thing.
I remember being like, oh my God. Like flat lay. Isn't that crazy?
Even like the aesthetic of your page, like everyone had their own color
scheme. The white borders.
Yes. So I was like, I need to study and like what are other brands doing? What's like missing in the market? And I truly understand like for skincare, people just want to see real people. They don't want like commercial, like super editorial, not on the Instagram page at the time. So I studied it. And I remember my old coworker from Dermstore went over to Bliss.
Oh, that's right.
So I hit her and I was like, hey, like, let me know if you guys need anyone. Like, I would really love to help you with your social media, like your Instagram feed. She was like, actually, Bliss is like rebranding. Because back in the day, they were like more expensive, more elevated. And they moved into a more like fun, approachable, accessible brand.
Wow, I did not know that. They are such a fun brand.
Very colorful. You can go to Target. You can go to Ulta. Their price point is really friendly. And their products are like just awesome. So they were like, we're taking a really old brand and we're like putting it on to social media. Like, can you handle that? And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know. But like, I'm down for the the challenge. So we did that for a year. And I was like, oh my gosh. And while I was doing social media professionally, I loved influencer marketing, but there was no influencer marketing person. So I was like kind of doing both.
First of all, are you in LA at this time?
Yes, I'm in LA, finally.
So you're moved to LA.
Moved to LA.
Okay. And then at what point did you realize, like, what do you mean you were into influencer marketing?
Yes.
Like, how did you even know that that was a thing?
So when I was doing social media, I was, like, working on the grid, working on the captions, taking photos for the grid. And I remember reaching out to influencers, like, hey, I have a new product coming out. I would love to send it to you. Like, no strings attached. Let me know.
Like, as PR?
As, like, PR. And I felt like every time I did it and it was, like, the right partner, it just, like, blew our brand up. Like,
really?
A cleanser would just, like, sell out or, like, certain things.
So things, like, you would notice, like, numbers go up and you're like, oh, and then you would track it back and be like, oh, so-and-so posted. That makes sense.
Yes. Or, like, you can understand, say, like, you're talking about a sunscreen, but like all of a sudden everyone's talking about this other product. So you're like, where did that traffic come from? Like, why did we have a spike in this specific product? And you can like go back to like, oh my gosh, it's from one YouTube video or like, oh my gosh, it was from like this giveaway that we did on Instagram. So like, I loved following like where it came from.
So you noticed from the brand perspective, like how much it, wow, that's crazy. Yeah.
And I loved reaching out and I loved sitting there and thinking about like who we should gift, who we should like throw a brunch for, like how we should do sponsored content. Like I loved all of that. But
so you immediately got it.
Yes.
Do you think you immediately got it because you also had a small social media presence and you understood what you would have wanted?
Yes, 100%. I think that really helped because when we didn't pay influencers, I would never ask for like anything. Mm-hmm. I'm like, if you like it and you post, thank you, that's great. Mm-hmm. But because I'm not paying you, like, I'm not expecting anything in return. Mm-hmm. I think for me, that helped me build better relationships because I never expected anything. Totally. And I never followed up and was like, I sent you that cleanser, why didn't you post? Like, never.
Why do you think that's so hard for some brand people and I feel like even followers to understand?
I think when you're on the brand side and your day-to-day and your living isn't like what influencers do, you don't get it. Like, this is like how they pay their rent. This is like their art. Just like how no one would expect me to go to corporate life and like not pay me. Like, go into the office and do sponsor content and like not give me a check. Mm-hmm. So I think you're so tunnel vision on the other side that you just don't get it because it's not the world that you live in.
Got it.
Yeah.
So you think it's more so like, that's just not my world, so I choose not to understand it. Or, like, people are just in their own bubbles, maybe?
They're in their own bubble, and they have no empathy. Like, they think, like, influencers get free stuff, and they make so much money. But it's like, if you just hang out and have a friend, you really would understand it. Or if you just, like, put yourself in someone's shoes, you would get it. Like, you're so overwhelmed with gifting. You know, like, every time I work with a brand, I'm like, just imagine you get 20 boxes a day, and you have to open up 20 boxes. And then you have to post 20 boxes. Then you have to be the one to recycle the 20 boxes. How would you feel? You wouldn't want a huge box for a small product. You would want like an envelope. Mm-hmm.
You know what also I feel like lately has been driving me nuts, or what I've been learning from TikTok is people will with TikTok in general, I feel like a lot of people will say like unhinged or like crazy stuff to get views. That's just like a thing overall with TikTok. Or like they'll try and expose someone big to like get their views on their own videos. That's like an overall arching, I feel like, issue with TikTok.
Yeah.
But what I've been noticing lately is I saw a TikTok with this girl saying, like, I'm a small business and I reached out to so-and-so. And
I saw that.
Did you see this? Yes, and then this girl slammed her back and was like, she was like, I work in influencer marketing. Like, that's not okay that you're, basically, I'm trying to understand, like, relay this to the audience. Basically, this girl said, oh, I had a small business. I reached out to this girl. She never responded. So then I just went ahead and sent my product and then she never posted it. And now she's posting all these other products and blah, 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 blah. And she was like roasting this specific influencer. And I understood where she was coming from because she was like, no, this, my product that I made, that's my small business, is the biggest thing in the world to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's her life. And she spent her hard-earned money and time packaging it up, sending it out to the influencer. And all she has to do, all the influencer has to do is post it on her story. Yeah. Right? That's how she sees it. But it's weird seeing it from my perspective now, doing it a little bit, because, like, I understood, like, there was a time where Alicia was getting all these boxes and she wasn't posting them. And I was like, you're crazy. Yeah. Like, I didn't understand. You know what I mean? Yeah. And now that I'm getting all these boxes, I'm like, I don't know. It is a silly thing to complain about. But I understood how in the wrong that person was who made that TikTok and how she should never expect to post. And this is someone's job.
Yeah.
And they're so, like, what are your thoughts on that when someone – I feel like people don't understand that.
People don't understand it, but also I understand, like, the business owner, because, like, from a brand's perspective, when I'm gifting out to, like, say, like, someone was like, I want to try this new cleanser, I'm like, of course. Each month, I only have, like, 30 cleansers to give out. Mm-hmm. So I have to allocate one of 30 to give to you and posted right now. Like, mailing something is so expensive and, like, we're hurting the earth with the box. And then it gets there and the person kind of forgets about it, or they're like, I got COVID, I can't post. Oh, I went on vacay, I can't post. So I get it from the brand perspective as well, but I think it's like everything has to be balanced, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you appreciate a product, and if you say yes to gifting and you don't have the intentions of posting or you're overwhelmed with gifting, I would say pass instead of, like, accepting everything.
So true.
Accepting everything and then, like, ruining your relationship in the future, because, like, everything is a relationship that you're trying to build.
So true.
So I think if, like, if you're an influencer and you're overwhelmed, just be like, this month I can't take any more cleansers. Mm-hmm. If you have makeup, I'll take it, but, like, no more. And I think just, like, those little things are helpful.
I will say that is one of my favorite things is when a brand reaches out via DM and they're like, hey, TK, we actually have this new palette coming out. Would you want it? Like, we would love to send you one, because then I, like, it's almost like I verbally say it, and therefore I'm looking out for it in the mail. Yeah. And then when I do get it, I'm like, so I know excited. They're looking for it, or they're looking for my post, and I'm excited to see it. So I think that's a good way, is to DM. And if they don't respond, you should not expect a post.
Yeah.
Right?
Never.
Okay.
I wouldn't, like, blindly send and then expect anything. But also, like, I used to work for founders that were influencers, and they were the nicest. Like, they truly understood. They were like, never ask for anything if we didn't pay. And like, if you send something, if they like it, the post. If not, they never like followed up and was like, did that person post?
Yeah.
So I was like, thank goodness someone understands it. Because most of the beauty brands, the people that are at the top are so old school. Mm-hmm. They didn't grow up on social media. They don't understand like the whole ecosystem of it. Mm-hmm. So you have to like educate them.
Yeah, the worst is when I feel like you send something and then you expect it and then the person doesn't do it. And like the last thing you want as a business owner, like me working behind the scenes sometimes with Parallel, the last thing we want is to even waste our product sending it to someone who doesn't even want it.
Yep.
Like we would much rather send it to someone that's way smaller
and so excited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, sorry for that little detour, but I think it's just interesting.
Yeah.
So you, let's go back to where you were. You were doing the social media for Bliss.
Yes.
And you were doing
Influencer marketing.
Yes, influencer marketing. And how did that progress?
So I met a friend online. Her name is Angela. And so I feel like it's very important. My whole story is making real connections, like not being someone's friend because they work on brand side or because they're at a cool brand, like truly build your connections based on that person, regardless of where they're working. So I met a friend, her name was Angela. And at the time she was a social media manager at DHC, this other skincare brand. And we just like stayed in touch and like always, always, always like checked up on each other, supported each other, XYZ. And I remember when I was at Bliss, I was doing a lot of like influencer stuff and I would just like, my day would end and I'm like, oh, I wish I could just do like influencer marketing for a really cool brand and only focus on like influencer marketing.
Ooh, okay.
So Angela left DHC and went to Benefit Cosmetics. Yeah. And then the girl that had my position before left to go somewhere else.
At Benefit.
Oh. So this is another thing. I was like at the right place at the right time. And I made the right connection. So Angela knew what I wanted to do. She knew what I was good at. She was like, two, I know you don't want to live in San Francisco, but I'm throwing your name out to HR. You should interview with us because we're looking for an influencer manager and you don't have to do social media. Like I would take that off your plate. You only focus on building relationships and like bringing in the right partners. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ugh, that sounds too good to be true. I don't like San Francisco that much. And she was like, just take the call. Mm-hmm. This doesn't mean you have the job.
Always take the call.
Just take the call. Mm-hmm. And I was like being so stubborn and hard-headed about it. I was like, ew, no. And she was like, trust me, just take it.
That was me about working for a YouTuber.
Stop.
I was like, I don't want to work for a YouTuber. I want to work for Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
And like now I'm like thriving. But it's weird.
It's so weird.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it. And it's just so good. Like a nice cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh. Mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but one stick of liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
So I took the call, and every single person that I talked to at Benefit, I like fell in love with the brand more and more and more. Mm-hmm. And I didn't expect to. I was just going to take the call to be like a nice friend and be like, whatever. And I talked to one person, and she was so smart. And the way that they were doing marketing was like the best in class. And I was like, if I'm going to do influencer marketing, I want to be with the best team doing mm-hmm. the craziest stuff. Mm-hmm. And at that time, Benefit went to Utah, Amangiri, mm-hmm. and they launched Bang Mascara. And I remember, like, I didn't even follow the brand on Instagram, but I saw it everywhere. And I was like, that marketing is crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter where you go, you'll see someone. And everyone's like different of how like the channels came back to me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I need to go to Benefit. And I got the call from Angela. I was like, okay, the stars are aligning. Mm-hmm. I need to take the call. And I remember talking to like my old boss, and I was like, can I stay in LA and do the job? And she's like, absolutely not. Like, you have to move to San Francisco. It's this job in SF. You pick. So then I was at a crossroads. I was like, okay, I can stay in LA, be super comfortable, and be in this job balancing two things that I'm really burnt out on. I don't want to do social media anymore. I only want to focus on influencer marketing, or I can take this leap of faith, not know like what is out there for me, but mm-hmm. like truly be where I want to be. So like moving to San Francisco, like, I don't know why, but I had this fear in my mind. I created this fear, by the way. I didn't think I was smart enough or I could afford it. I don't know why, but I thought living in San Francisco and working in San Francisco was like the scariest thought.
It is scary though. Like, yeah. Because the tech, and then it is the most expensive place to live, and it is godly, like crazy expensive. So I understand that.
I was like terrified. Yeah. And then I had the opportunity come and I interviewed with everyone. It was like 8 rounds of interviews. It was so intense. Like so many.
Oh, it's huge. Benefit is huge.
It was intense. Like phone calls, video chats, phone calls, and I made it. And I was like, okay, they're giving you a shot. Mm-hmm. And then we renegotiated. They were like, you can't live in LA, but you get to go to LA 2 times a month, every month. So it's basically like you get the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. And they gave me the number that I wanted, and I got to live in an apartment with a washer and dryer. And I said, okay, we're elevating.
Yeah.
So I took the job. Loved it. Did 2 years. Had the best time.
What was your position there?
Influencer marketing manager.
Okay.
And for me, taking on the role, I was like, my whole purpose is I want it to be very like diverse and very inclusive, mm-hmm. and like have lifestyle influencers be involved. Because mm-hmm. before, the brand was very like the top 5 beauty influencers mm-hmm. at every brand. And you're like, that's great, but I want to include like other people. And
because also like a brand like Benefit, like, my mom's using Benefit. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's not just beauty gurus.
Yeah.
So, and, like, people, like, and we're in, like, Podunk, Indiana.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like that was so smart to use, like, lifestyle girlies that don't know how to do crazy rainbow makeup that right. just do, like, everyday stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's the type of girl that's probably going to buy it.
Yep.
On top of all the beauty gurus.
Yeah. And it's just like everyone loves mascara and everyone loves Hoola. So my boss at the time, her name was Rena. She was like,
Love Rena.
She was like,
she's the best.
You can come on here and like do what you think is best. Like, I'm not going to control you. I don't have like a certain thing. Like, we can try everything and see if it works. If not, we can pivot and like have a new strategy.
That's an awesome boss.
She's just like very open minded. And I was like, okay, respect. She's so smart. She's here to support me. Like, I'm going to sign on. And that was amazing. But I lived in San Francisco again, guys, and I pushed it for 2 years, and I was just really missing like Los Angeles, like missing my workout classes, missing having a car.
You love your workout
classes. I love my workout classes. And you know, like, San Francisco's cold, and I was on an airplane like every week, and it got to the point where like my job took over my life. Like, going to dinner with a friend that I cared about, I had no energy. And I was like, oh, like I need to change because like these years are passing me by and like I'm flying on business class to Tokyo and I was exhausted.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I can't enjoy this.
Yeah. And I was like, this is a moment that I worked my whole fucking career for. And like, I can't enjoy this moment because I'm so burnt out. So I have to change like my path or else I'm just going to like take everything for granted that's around me. Mm-hmm. So I honestly wanted to take a break. But my friend was like, hey, Summer Fridays is looking for someone. And I actually didn't want to go back into skincare because when I was at Bliss, it was so hard to market a cleanser. And it was so hard to market a mask. Like, it wasn't sexy to wear, like, a face mask and to, like, sit in a robe. But then as, like, the digital marketing was, like, changing, like, that aesthetic, the flat lays die and, like, people in robes and washing their face, that was becoming a thing. And she
even
was...
Even showing your acne and stuff is, like, a thing.
Yeah. And... It was like the landscape of it was changing and people really cared about skincare and like Summer Fridays made all the products to be sexy. Cause I remember at Bliss, I was like, I can't take a picture of this blue cleanser. It's so hard to put on the grid.
Yeah.
Like the bottles were reflecting and I was like, it wasn't made for Instagram. And I feel like everything at Summer Fridays was made for it to be on your counter, for you to be in the makeup bag.
It looks like decor.
Yes. It's just, it's beautiful. And my friend Victoria was like, you should talk to Blair, which is like my old boss now. She's like, just take the call. She's so nice. And I love working with the brand. She was a talent manager at the time. And she was like, every time I work with them, it's so easy and they're chill. Take the call. And I was like, oh, do I really want to go back into skincare? Like I had to beg people to like give them cleanser. Like, please, can I give it to you? And they're like, no. And I was like, I don't want to beg people again. She's like, take the call. Take the call with Blair. And she was like, where are you at in your career? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Why do you love skincare? And then our phone call was supposed to be 15 minutes. It was an hour. And I just I caught a vibe with her. And I was in San Francisco at the time. And she was like, hey, I'm in San Francisco. Do you want to grab a coffee? And I was like, sure. Again, it was supposed to be a quick meeting. It turned into an hour. And she was like, you're so passionate about like influencer marketing. Would you like be open to coming on with us? And like, again, you can create this program, run with it. Have the freedom.
Sky's the limit.
I'm here to support you. And she really listened to what I want. I was like, you know, I want to be a senior manager. I want to like have a team. I want to do these things. She's like, done, consider it done. Like, let's go. Yeah. And I signed on.
And then what was your official title at Summer Friday?
Senior manager, influencer marketing, and then partnerships.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And so now...
Now I'm moving into a new chapter.
Which this is so new. This is brand new.
This
when since when?
I didn't even announce it yet, actually.
Okay. This is her formal announcement.
This is my announcement. So after 9-10 years working in corporate, I decided to leave, take a little break, and just like live in the unknown. I think what the one thing that I learned from COVID is like we all can live in the unknown and make it work and like come out the way we want it to be, right? Because like none of us knew if like we had jobs or like if we can make money or this or that. We thought it was gonna be like a 6-week lockdown, then it turned into like a year. So I feel like now I have enough confidence and I feel really good about it and I'm just gonna figure it out. Have no backup plan, but I know what I'm good at and I know what I'm not good at. So I'm gonna consult, create content, and just like really be aligned in my energy. I feel like everything I want to do moving forward energetically has to make sense.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Expand on that. What do you mean energetically has to make sense?
Okay.
What do you mean by that?
So if you imagine yourself as like a pot of gold, everything that you do has to either add to it or has to be like an even exchange, like hanging out with a friend, like me and you hanging out right now, you're adding to my pot. Like I feel lighter and more inspired hanging out with you. Every job, like every job and every project, if it aligns and it adds value and it helps me grow or keeps my pot the same, then it's a yes. But if like I'm hanging out with a friend and energetically they're trauma dumping and it takes away from my cup, or I'm working on a project that like literally have nothing left in my cup, it's going to be a no. So I think just being more aware of that. So energy for me, number one, happiness, number two, and like way more money, number three.
Yeah.
Those are my three things.
Okay.
Moving into the next chapter.
For someone that's like grinding right now and they're like 22.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I don't like my job, blah, 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 blah. Like, do you think there's some element to like actually grind it out for the next couple of years and figure some things out versus like, I feel like a common misconception. I don't even know if it's a misconception, but about my generation, Gen Z, is like, oh, they don't like to work hard. They only like to do, like, they're lazy. They only like to do what they like to do.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, as Kim Kardashian famously said, get your forking ass up and work. Like, sometimes I'll even look at, like, my friends who are, like, wanting jobs, and I'm like, well, I asked you to send your resume, like, 5 times to me, and you still haven't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, clearly you don't want it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like sometimes, like, you're, to me, it's so, such a good fit for you to, like, go into this, I want to do what I love now state, versus, like, I feel like someone who's just now maybe graduating, getting into the space, like, sometimes I would tell them, maybe, like, grind it out. Like, go to this job. You'll learn a lot more than you think. I don't know. What is your take on that?
I feel like if I had advice for, like, someone who's young, I would say grind it out.
Okay.
And just learn from, like, other people. Like, look in the workplace. See, like, how that dynamic is, like, rolling out. Learn how to email properly. Learn how to, like, stay in touch with, like, your old boss. Like, learn everything that you can and do a lot of different jobs. Like, it's not the time to be picky. And I feel like it's,
agreed,
it's not the time to be, like, this is the only thing I want to do. And if I don't have it, like, then no. I feel like 21 to 25, try so many different things. Don't be afraid of falling. And then your next step is, like, stepping into your power, right?
Love that.
After that, it's, like, only doing things that, like, excite you and, like, having strong boundaries. Like, in the workplace, if, like, you want to do social media but someone's making you do, like, XYZ, just pushing back and be like, you know, these are the skills that I want to learn, and these are where I want to be next year, and doing this task isn't going to get me there. So, like, speaking up for yourself.
Totally.
Yep, yep, yep.
Okay. First question is, you keep talking about how important relationships are and to, like, keep the relationship with your coworkers and maintain the relationship with your old bosses, things like that. How, what's the key to that?
The key to it is,
how do you do it?
For me, it's like when no one's watching, that's when it's, like, the most important, right? So, like, for example, I've been noticing this a lot in the workplace. Gen Z, the way they quit jobs, they burn their bridges. And I'm like, okay, the way you enter in a job and the way you leave a job is just as important. Because I feel like a lot of Gen Zs that I've noticed, when they leave, they're like, I don't care about anyone but myself. And it's like, you don't realize all of your coworkers that you're working with, they're going to move on to bigger and better things. And if they see that you're not hustling and they're seeing that you're dropping the ball, when there's a job opening, like a job opening at their new company, they're not going to hit you first. They're going to hit other people. So I think always in your mind, think no one's watching, and, like, be your best person. Because at any given moment, like, for me, I have, like, founders and other company owners hit me up for a job, and I didn't even know they were following me. They're like, I've been following you for 6 months. Like, come work with us. And I'm like, what? People have Instas. So, like, at all times, like, no matter what, just know that, like, you are advertising yourself as your own business or, like, your position, whatever. Always, always, always be, put your, like, best step forward or whatever that is.
How do you leave on good terms?
How do you leave? So I always leave really strong. Say you're super burnt out and, like, you hate your job, right? You're burnt out. You hate your job. Your coworkers are mean to you, and you literally want to pull your hair out. So instead of just, like, doing the least your last 2 weeks, instead of you just, like, kicking rocks and doing the least and, like, paying back the company, because, like, if someone hurts you, you want to hurt them back, I say just finish it very, very strong. Because, again, like, you never know who's watching. Like, it could be, like, the person in the accountant. Her brother could own, like, your dream company. And you would never know.
I always think, too, to, like, bounce off of that, sometimes it's, like, the accountant's brother that you end up dating.
Yes.
You, like, you just never know.
Yep.
Seriously.
So I feel like,
or so, that'll help get your sibling a job. It's crazy.
You never know who's watching and, like, what you're saying on social media as well. If you're exiting a job and, like, someone treated you poorly, I would handle that privately and not put it on social media, because also you don't know other brand owners watching, and
it
they're like,
look good.
Yeah, they're like, oh, she's a liability, like, I can't hire her, whatever. So I think your last 2 weeks, just finish it how you would start your job, and that's it. I would just be honest, work really hard, and then know that your last day, girl, you gone. You're free.
Okay, what's that initial conversation, though? Like, what advice do you have if someone wanted to quit or move forward? What's the conversation? How do you have that conversation? This is a very nerve-wracking conversation.
Oh, my gosh, with yourself or your boss?
With your boss.
Okay, so your boss. So before you quit, you have to have, like, a plan. For me, like, do I have, like, a little cushion saved? So if I don't find a job in, like, 2 months, am I going to be okay? But, like, the way you quit a job is, first, you don't tell anyone at the company that you're leaving. Okay, this is very important. Like, do not share with your best friend. You share with like your mom, you share with your dog, your cat, your boyfriend, girlfriend. Do not share with anyone at the company. The worst thing that you can do is share with like your friend and them telling your boss or like telling someone. And then a lot of companies, if they know you're going to quit and you're going to a competitor, you get let go on the spot. So say like it's a Wednesday and you're meant to quit on a Monday. If someone found out, they can walk up to you and be like, TK, you're done. Close your laptop. You don't get to say bye to anyone.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't have to onboard. Yes. So keep it to yourself and then have.
That's great advice.
Yep. Keep it to yourself. And then also for your boss, set up time on their calendar and have like a face to face if you could. Like, I know right now we're working from home, but if you can like sit in an office with your boss or have a phone call.
So how does that go if you don't normally have those conversations? Are you like, hey, I would love to do an update? Or like, what do you, what the fork do you say?
You put like 15 minutes and you put like career chat or like career update or like growth chat, something like that. And they kind of know. So first you're just like, you want to thank them for like the opportunity. That's like the best. It's like, thank you for, you know, letting me be here for a year, 2 years. I've been thinking about this and right now XYZ. So always like start with gratitude and then you can be honest. You can just be like, hey, like this is just not working out for me anymore. Like I think I want to do different things. And then after that, you have to send in a formal letter of resignation, meaning like you're going to quit and you let HR know when your last day is. And in the state of California, if you have any like PTO hours that you don't use, they pay you out. And then you get your paycheck on the last day that you put in your note. So, like, if you're like, my last day here will be May 27th. Thank you so much for everything. Like, here's my email address.
Do you decide your last day?
So, 2 weeks is, like, what everyone gives. You can decide your last day.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you put it in the formal note that you have to send to HR plus your manager. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, this is my final day. Mm-hmm. And by your final day when you leave, you have your direct deposit and your PTO cashed out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, not you giving like us all the tea.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
For someone that has been in a job, let's say, to like five plus years,
yeah, right?
Or three to five years.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, I'm getting paid well, but I'm wanting more. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just wanting more. I'm wanting a change. How do you, but also I'm very uncomfortable and they're paying me well. I know all my coworkers, we're all buds, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. How do you know when it's time to, like, when do you think it's a good time for people to, I guess, move forward with their, like, next decision or next chapter? Like, I guess, what advice would you have for someone that's like, is that when you have that first instinct, like, ooh, like, should I move on? Or, like, do you think it's good to move on? Do you think it's good to stay, like, at the same company? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so I have three things that always indicate, like, when it's the time to go.
Oh, wow.
Number one, it's, like, your toolbox. Are you adding new skills in this toolbox? Like, are you just doing the things that you already know or things you learned from a previous job that you took over to this job and you're just doing the same thing?
Ooh, That's tea.
That's number one. Like, is your boss like teaching you like how to email better, how to do a spreadsheet better? Are you learning how to negotiate better? If you're not, and it's like the same skills that you had that you're just moving on to here, and it's just you're capping yourself. Mm-hmm. So like when you cap yourself, say you only make 100,000, that's it. You're like capping yourself. Mm-hmm. But if you're adding new tools into your toolbox. 120, 130, that's how you earn more money. You have to be adding things in. So like if you're in a position where you're like, I'm literally not learning anything new in my position, and I spend more energy doing politics in the office versus like my actual job and like growing in the company, that's like number one. And then number two for me is like your happiness, like checking in with yourself and being really like real. Mm-hmm. Like, are you truly happy even though like the money's good or you're comfortable? Like, I think all of us have really good intuition, but we just like, we don't listen to it.
No.
But we all know.
Yeah.
Like, we all know when it's time to go, when it's time to stay, but we like trick our minds. Mm-hmm. So number two is like check in with yourself and like be really, really honest. And I think number three, it's like, are you still having fun? Mm-hmm. Like for me, if I'm in a job, I'm like, I'm not having fun anymore. Like to me, it's just like the same cycle. And like, I'm just kind of over it. And when new things like arrive at your desk, you're like, ugh. Like,
yeah.
For me, I'm like, oh, hell yeah, like, we get to go to Tokyo, or like, hell yeah, we're going to Paris. But then when they're, like, putting something on, you're like, oh, I have to plan this trip to, like, the Hamptons. I don't want to go. That's your indicator that you should, it's time to go.
Especially when it's a trip to the Hamptons. And you're like, ugh, like, I know. That is crazy. Okay, what are your email do's and don'ts?
For asking for, like, a brand for products and stuff?
Just, like, you were talking about email etiquette
earlier. Yeah.
And, like, I feel like sometimes people, like, even I'll be on an email chain and I'll be like, whoa, that was, or they didn't handle that properly. Or I feel like a lot of people that watch the show or listen to it are entering the workforce and they don't understand proper email etiquette, or like even when they're emailing someone to get a job, like what are your do's and don'ts when it comes to that?
So I feel like number one is like understanding where that person lives, right? Like you, TK, could live in your DMs. I could live in my LinkedIn inbox.
Great point.
Everyone lives in different places.
I do live in my DMs. You're right.
And I live in my LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. So it's like if you're a person looking for a job and you're emailing them or like reaching out to them in a way that they're not checking, it's like not hitting.
Mm.
So you have to understand where that person lives. Are they more like professional emails only? Do they love a DM? Do they love a coffee chat? So understanding that. And
how do you understand that though if you don't know them?
I feel like if you stalk them or like not stalk them, but if you like follow them enough, you kind of know like their personality. Like for me, like my boss, she's email straight up. Like I don't DM her or text her for anything work related. She lives in the DMs. Mm-hmm. I mean, lives in the emails.
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of know once you follow someone, or if you email someone and you don't hear anything back, and then you try DM and you don't hear them back, then you go to LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding where someone lives. And then for me, the next thing that like is a small thing that people don't pay attention to is like business hours. Like I think through emails, through DMs, contacting people, you think you can reach out to someone anytime you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just being aware, like Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, like try to get someone within business hours, right?
Oh,
so
okay.
Like we're trying to enjoy our weekends with our family.
Yeah.
Like especially working on brand side, like people like Saturday night, they're like, hey, can you send me more product? And like, girl, it's Saturday night. I'm out with my boyfriend. Like, I'm trying to have a good time.
Yeah.
So just like,
I'm not in Summer Friday's warehouse right now.
Yeah. Or like when you're emailing someone, like make sure you're sending it like first thing in the morning. So it's like in their inbox.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if you have a great idea and you want to connect, instead of sending it at like 8 p.m., just like schedule it to hit their inbox.
Yeah.
So just understanding where someone lives. And I feel like business hours are really, really important. Keep it short. Like, the last thing I want to do is like
read it. Paragraph.
Just keep it really short.
Okay, let's say TK, wanted a job at Summer Fridays.
Yeah.
I wanted to work for you.
Yeah.
What would be the ideal email?
I would actually look on LinkedIn first.
Okay, you would look on LinkedIn.
Yeah, like
the LinkedIn message.
Yeah, I would go to say like I want to work for Summer Fridays, and I'm like, instead of finding someone on the team to message that could get lost, I'm gonna go to where like they're posting all their job postings. So it could be on Indeed, LinkedIn, wherever. You have to go where like that message is like being hosted.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go to LinkedIn and I'm like, okay, job posting. And then you can see like the hiring manager, or you can see like who posted it.
Oh, wow.
And then I would go and stalk that person.
Okay.
Because they're the ones that have more leverage. Because sometimes like someone will message me like, oh, I see Summer Fridays is doing like a social media coordinator. Can you look at my resume? And I'm like, I do influencer marketing and my team is separate.
Yeah.
The social media team is. So you just want to make sure you go to the hub and see whoever is putting out the listing. Keep it short. Like for me, if I emailed someone, I would say, hey, my name is Tu. I'm interested in this position. I want to show you the work that I can do that would match your brand.
Whoa.
So like
keep that.
Don't do crazy words. Show people what you can do and show how like your vision and their brand align.
Okay.
Because for me, like you only have like a couple seconds for someone to look through an email. If I can visually see that you get the brand and I can visually see your talent, like I will skip you in line. I'm like, this person really knows what she's talking about. Please talk to
her. Like, you want to do the least amount of work possible.
Yes, because I'm so busy and I
That's how I am too. I'm like, if it stands out to me, it just stands out.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, I'm not going to even finish reading it.
Don't write me a whole paragraph of like your name, your favorite things. No, no, no. Show me what you can do and that's it.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So what would be, like, what is the best way to have a call to action in that email? You're like, hi, my name is Tu. I want to do this position. What was the last thing you said? You were like, I want to do this position.
Yeah,
this is what I would like to do to align with the brand, whatever.
Yep.
And then what would be your final closing statement?
It'd be like, I would love to get some time on your calendar to chat if you're available. If not, like, let me know any feedback. You got to throw the ball back in their court. Because, like, some people, they get offended if you're like, I want to have a phone call.
Yeah, they do.
You know, or they're like, I'm too busy. This is not mine. Just be like, let me know. Like, I'm here and I'm available. Like, would love to chat with you.
Okay.
So I think, like, not being too, like, aggressive and just being like, here's my things, like, let's connect when you can, because people do want to connect with you. But when you're being too, like, aggressive with it, they're like, I'm scared of this person.
Yeah, especially I feel like it used to be a thing to ask to, like, pick someone's brain, and now people are like, how dare you think you can pick my brain?
Yeah,
right? Like,
yeah.
People get so offended, which it's funny sometimes. I'm like, you're getting way too offended, but
yeah.
But I understand it to some degree. So you think kind of saying like, let me know if this would be a possibility, or if not, I would love some feedback, something like that?
No, you would say, like, I'm really interested in this position.
Uh-huh.
Like, would love to chat with you. Like, let me know. Because I feel like any Summer Fridays girls that you've seen, it's because they sent in a deck or they made a presentation or, like, someone saw their work and that's how they got hired.
Mm.
Like, Gabby sent in her TikToks, and, like, Brooke, our social media manager, literally made a whole presentation of, like, this is what your grid can look like.
Mm. So did they send the grid with that email, the initial? Okay, copy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Always send, I guess, your proof.
Send your proof and make it so easy for that person. A lot of time people, like, email me and they're like, I'm an influencer, this is my handle. And they don't link it. Like, I'm not going to copy and paste and, like, put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, please link your handle so I can just click and, like, go to you. Just
totally.
Make it super easy for the person reading.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
This is such, I feel like, good advice for people, especially, like, recent graduates.
Yeah.
What are the things you learned at Benefit and Summer Fridays that stood out to you?
I think something that I really, really loved at Summer Fridays is, like, they're just open to learning new things and they grow with the space. So,
okay.
Like, TikTok is growing and it's a platform. And I remember brands were scared to go on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, we're going to hire a person just to be dedicated to TikToks. And, like, we're just going to try different things. And I really, really love that. And at Benefit, they go balls to the wall.
They're like, crazy. It's amazing.
It's amazing. But it's so nice to be with a team where they're so passionate and everything they do, it's like 110%. And to be in that environment, you're like, oh, shit, I got to bring my 110. Like, you know, you have to hold your own.
Okay. What do you mean, though, balls to the wall, for someone that doesn't understand? Because I'm like, I know what you mean because I've been on brand trips and I've been like a plus one. And I'm so lucky.
Yeah.
But, like, what do you mean? What does that mean?
So imagine, like, we're doing a dinner party.
For what? Influencers?
Yeah, for influencers.
Okay.
And, like, you would think, like, you think about the food, you think about the decorations. Benefit will think about everything from the moment you step into that dinner party.
No, they'll think about the Uber.
Like, everything.
Yeah.
Your Uber, your name tag, your gift bags, your activities that you're doing, merch that you're getting at the
mm-hmm.
table. Like, every little thing that you wouldn't think someone thinks about, Benefit do it and deliver
mm-hmm.
and make that experience so unique and, like, unlike anything other, mm-hmm. which I think is so great.
And it all ties back into the product.
I know.
It's
crazy. And they do it all in-house. They don't have, like, an agency. It's, like, their marketing team that does everything.
It's so creative.
Yep.
Quick question about that, because I'm, like, actually obsessed with Benefit.
Yeah.
What they just, like, they always exceed my expectations, I guess, is my take on it. What is the thought process? Like, can you explain the thought process behind a brand trip?
Yes.
To people that are like, why are these influencers going here? Why are there a gazillion products in their hotel room? Like, I'm confused. Like, what's the point of Benefit to do that?
Okay. So if you think about social media and, like, getting your information, your content, and your news, you're just experiencing it through a screen.
Mm-hmm.
And when a brand invites, like, influencers or they do a brand trip, it's like, number one, a moment to like spend quality time with like the group of people that you care about the most. It's really hard for a brand to like see a person one-on-one. Like imagine seeing 20 people in one day. It's like not possible to have like deep connections and like really catch up with someone you care about. Mm-hmm. So when you're doing a brand trip, you get to see 20 of your best friends in mm-hmm. one setting, in like a great setting actually. And then they get to experience your brand and your product. The products take 2 years to develop. So like the packaging,
same
the
with
colors.
Summer Fridays?
Summer Fridays, depending on each product, but it takes a long. SPF took 2 years.
Because I was thinking like, damn, they've come out with a lot of products, and I just know how like crazy it is on the back end for Parallel.
Yeah.
For one it takes item. Forever. Like I used to get so pissed when my favorite brands, I'd be like, why don't you have my size?
Yeah.
It's been 6 months.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not the brand, it's like the manufacturer. Like, takes forever.
Yes. So it takes so long. So you're like, okay, I've been in the lab for 2 years creating this special product. If I just send it to my influencer friends or if I mail it, it gets lost in the mail. They don't see everything. Mm-hmm. So like, how can you see your friends, like build this new connection, truly catch up? Like on these brand trips, like you're actually talking one-on-one with the brand, mm-hmm. seeing what you're up to. And then you get to see the product, play with it, preview it, ask your questions, and then deliver the news to, you know, your audience. Mm-hmm. And I think brand side, it's so fun because you get to like spend a bunch of money mm-hmm. and have new experiences. Every time you go on a trip, it's different and you're like,
it's
doing different
insane.
Things.
Insane.
Yep.
Okay, let's talk about a little bit about Tokyo. So why did you guys decide Tokyo again?
We decided to do Tokyo because it's also an international market. So we wanted to do an international location where like benefit Korea, like different markets can come in.
Okay.
And it was like the national like style capital. My words are really bad, but of the world. So like uh-huh. Brow Styler, the product uh-huh. that we were launching was like, in Tokyo, you can wear different types of fashion, and it was just like a melting pot.
Like, it all related back to the product. Yeah. It's insane. Yeah. It actually is insane.
Yeah.
Okay, so it reminds me. Are you a Stranger Things watcher?
I have not seen the new season, okay. but I am obsessed.
The new season. I'm not going to spoil anything. All I will say is the last episode, it ties everything in a perfect bow.
Yeah.
Like it all, like a benefit brand trip. It all ties in a perfect bow and it's like, oh, that makes sense. It's the Brow Styler. Like it just, everyone's like, oh, it's like, oh, it makes sense. It's a perfect package, perfect bow. So you, for 2 years, you were like planning the brand trip?
Yes.
And how do you decide who you're going to invite?
Oh, so for so I can explain for like the U.S. market. So like okay. I was in charge of the invites for the U.S. market. And for me, number one, I always reward whoever talks about the brand the most. So if you organically, genuinely love the brand, post about it and like die hard for it, like I can see that love, you'll get the first seat.
How do you know who loves it the most? Just through tags and stuff?
Yeah. So we have a software on the back end that we use, and we can see like how many times you're mentioning the brand, the types of content that you're creating when you're mentioning the brand. Mm-hmm. I can also see like, I love reading comments and when people are supportive, like when we have a new product launch and they're like, I love this launch. Thank you for sending it to me. Like all of that is like, it adds.
Oh, that's interesting.
It adds its value and adds a seat for you mm-hmm. to come. So that's like my number one. Number two is like diversity is really, 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 really important at Benefit when I was there. So I was like, who have we invited on the past trips and how many open seats can we have for brand new people who've never experienced mm-hmm. the brand? Because also like you want to show love to like the OGs who mm-hmm. always support you, who always will come. But you also want to give to like newcomers who are going to be the next big thing
yeah.
or who like love beauty, but like their content is like lifestyle, like Alicia, you uh-huh. know, just like a different seat. And then my third one would be like anyone who's like cool and interesting and very, very different. So instead of inviting like traditional beauty influencers, we will invite like a YouTuber. Mm-hmm. And people are like, that's so random. But I'm like, this person is so fun. They can get along with this big group mm-hmm. of people and it'll be a new audience that they can bring into the Benefit family, right? Because we're so used to people who just love makeup. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this person loves lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth is like, can this whole group get along? Because, you know, we're traveling on like long buses together, different locations. Like
it is travel. Yeah.
And it's like, you have to protect the vibe of the group. So for me, it's like, will this newcomer like have fun with this OG? Mm-hmm. Will the OG have open arms for this newcomer? Like, how is this group dynamic? How is the vibe? And yeah, those are my criteria.
Like, is someone going to throw a temper tantrum and ruin the vibe? And
Or if someone's super shy, is this group that's like super outgoing, are they going to like bring them in and be supportive? Oh. Or are they going to like not talk to them? Because like it's a lot of people's like first time traveling and like, you know, it's nerve wracking.
Yeah, exactly. What has been throughout your career your favorite product you've helped launch?
Oh my gosh, TK, that's so hard. Oh my gosh, that's so hard, actually. I don't know. I think for me, maybe it would be Benefit Brow Styler. I think, just because it was like my first big trip.
That was the, I think, my favorite trip I've ever been on my entire life. I was a plus one too, so I didn't have any obligations. I was like, let's go. It was amazing.
Yeah, and I think it was like the first time I got to work with like a huge group of women that were so powerful and like in their element. Like Nikki, who's like the creative director, like she made all those fucking signs. Like all the signs that you saw came from her brain. Yes.
That's insane.
Like she created it through her mind and like printed it and like did the whole decorations and like just being in a room with people who like can have that much power. I'm like, oh. And my boss Rena was there and she was like orchestrating the whole thing. And I was like, oh my goodness.
She's like, insane. She's so talented.
So talented, so fast, and just like there to support you. And I remember like having this vision. I'm like, I want this perfect group. And then the group happened. Everyone got on the plane and got there. And I was like, oh my God, this is so crazy. And for me, that was like my favorite moment because it was like all the hard work that led up to like a brand trip is crazy. Like it literally like kills you.
Yeah.
It's so much work, like getting everyone on their flights, making sure like they have their passports, their food, like preferences.
Essentially you're in charge of
everyone.
If someone left their passport at their house,
I would have to go get it.
Literally.
Yeah. I would just have to make sure everyone's like having a good time. Like we're creating this once in a lifetime experience for people. And that pressure was so high. But like at the end of the trip, when someone goes up to you and was like, this is the best trip. Like, thank you so much for this experience. Like, I will never see Paris the same way. You're like, oh my God, that's what I did this all for.
You're like, I did that.
Yeah.
That's something that's so, I feel like, underrated about brand trips, because people only see, even the influencers being invited, we only see the final.
Yeah.
The final draft.
Yeah.
Literally. And like walking in and like I can't imagine being the person that like from her brain she came up with a sign and then it's finally on so-and-so's story and they're like, holy shit, like they posted my sign.
She was also the person in charge of the room drops. So like the room drops is like your experience of like walking into the room. She would do a walkthrough and place everything where it is and then we would take photos of that room and then go drop it. That was also in her brain. Like she's amazing.
In comparison to like paying an influencer to do a post or do a video or whatever, what would you say, like, is a brand trip more effective? Is what sells the most product, you would say?
It's kind of different. I've been through like both sides of the spectrum where like a brand trip, if it's done successfully, like no matter if that person loves mascara or not, they'll go and they'll buy it because they want to try it because like their favorite people have been trying it and they love the results, so they'll try. So I think that to me is very successful. And then I've also worked with an influencer before, like one influencer who just mentioned it and then that product sold out in Sephora. So like I've seen it on like both. Both sides are successful to me if done the right way.
Do you think there's any room anymore for like commercials or billboards and stuff like that in like the beauty world? Like, would you ever consider, I guess, spending money on that versus like an influencer now?
Yes, I think so. Like, if you think of like a Bretman Rock, he'd be so great for a commercial for you. Or Michaela.
Oh.
Like, if you pick the right partners and your brand and their brand aligns and the story that you're both trying to convey is authentic and like you're truly like doing it because you both love it, I think that would be very successful. But if you're just like using someone because they're popular and you want to throw a product on them, I don't think that will work.
I was just going to ask, what makes a great partnership in regards to like, for instance, I'm pretty sure Ricky Thompson just like did a thing with Benefit.
Yeah.
And he was like in the store and they did one with like, they obviously did the Bretman one and like the Olivia Ponton one. Has Summer Fridays ever done that?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
So what would you say makes a good, like obviously all those people are popping, but it's not like they're Charli D'Amelio right now. Like, you know how like people have their moments?
Yeah.
I feel like obviously they're pop in, but in a different way.
Yeah.
So what makes, like, how do you come up with the perfect person for a campaign?
I'll use an example. Desi Perkins and Benefit, I think, That was just the best.
She's so cool.
She's so cool. Her family's so nice. They're very creative. And I think that was a perfect partnership because, number one, like, she always was super honest with, like, her brows and, like, how they're sparse and she wants to fill them in. And when a brand gives the person, like, creative control, like, she got to, like, think about the components of her products, like, dipping it rose gold. And, like, she got to, you know, be in charge of her party and, like, all these things. It has to be, like, a good balance of both. Like, mm-hmm. we have to market it. We have to find the right partner, but also let the partner do their thing.
Yeah.
And not, like, super control them. And I think for her, she, like, loved the product, could storytell it very, very well. And the relationship was, like, beneficial to, like, both brands. Mm-hmm. And I feel like because it was, like, the perfect storm, it just, like, sold out.
Yeah.
I remember we did, like, a pre-sale and, like, everyone wanted to get one. And I was like, what is happening?
You're like, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, going back to relationships, how do you do such a good job maintaining even, like, our relationship? Like, yeah. I literally met Tu through Benefit coming to Alicia's house to do her brows. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, TK, yeah. do you want us to do your brows? When I was just filming for her. And then obviously we, like, progressed our relationship when I went to Tokyo and things like that. But, like, we don't have to be friends
yeah.
at all.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what do you think makes, like, just what, it's not like we're best friends, but I, like, respect the shit out of you. I know I'll always make time to, like, hang out, things like that. So, like, what do you think makes a successful relationship? Like, what efforts would you recommend someone putting in?
Yeah. So I feel like for me, when I think about, like, friendship, like, if I take the brand out, like, if I take Benefit out or Summer Fridays out, like, will I still want to, like, stay in touch with you mm-hmm. and, like, keep up with you and, like, ask you how you are and support you when you have any new, like, business ventures and stuff? I think that's number one. And I think number two, what's really, really important is, like, good work boundaries, right? Like,
yeah.
I would never text you anything business related. I'll text your manager. Like, if we're working on a sponsored post and I needed to edit or something, I try to keep my relationship with you, like, strictly friends and not work. Mm-hmm. And then, like, business deals and deliverables and, like, PR and events, talk to your manager. So it's, like, not in the mix. So when we're talking, it's not like anxiety from work or, like, oh, Tu only hits me when she needs, like, Summer Friday stuff.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that's super important and, like, super, like, helpful.
Like, knowing the right place at the right time, kind of.
Yeah. And just, like, being super respectful, like, understanding, like, this is your art. So, like, I can't always hit you for, like, Summer Friday stuff or, like, mm-hmm. you know, XYZ. Yeah.
Totally. Do you have any, like, let's say you're out and about and I run into you at Bungalow.
Yeah.
What is, like, a good thing to say? I feel like a lot of people get social anxiety.
Yeah.
And they would be like, oh, I'm so nervous. Like, people are always like, TK, like, how do you feel so comfortable, like, talking to people or going up to people who are way bigger than you? Like, what's your approach when it comes to stuff like that, when you, like, run into people out in the open?
Yeah, I just treat everyone like how I would want them to treat, like, my mom or my sister.
Love.
Yeah,
like,
always.
You've told me that before.
Yeah, like, no matter if they're, like, super big or super small, I'm like, how would, if I was, like, taking out of the situation, how would I want someone to treat, like, my mom mm-hmm. or, like, my little sister? Just, like, with respect and just treat them like a regular human being. And I think that goes so far.
Totally.
Because, like, you psych your mind out when you're like, oh my God, that's my favorite influencer. She's 2 million.
Yeah.
And then you're, like, not genuine. You're, like, you're overly compensated. You're like, yeah. Yes, duh. And you know what I mean? And then when you just yeah. treat them like how you would want to, it's just, it's pretty chill. Everyone's mm-hmm. like, normal and kind.
Yeah. Do you have any go-to, like, I feel like recently I've been like, what do you do when you're not working? Like, I've been asking that question to people and they're yeah. like, oh, and then they, you know, they go into their hobby, their tennis, their pickleball, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, any go-to questions that maybe people could steal from you, like, when you're talking to someone or networking?
Oh my gosh, yes. I always love to ask them, like, if they have a trip planned.
Oh, that's good.
I love knowing, like, where someone's going to go, if it's, like, their first time, their second time.
So how do you say that?
I'm like, do you have any trips planned?
Oh, like, do you have any trips?
Yeah. I just cut into the chase. And, like, normally be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to Portugal. It's my first time. Or, like, I'm going to Paris with my boyfriend. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have a restaurant I want to recommend to you.
That's such a good one. Do you have any? I'm stealing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's just, like, an easy way to bounce back and forth of, like, non-work related mm-hmm. stuff.
Even if you don't have an elaborate trip, I feel like a lot of people are like, well, I'm going, like, to visit my parents for Memorial Day yeah. for an hour, like, you know, like, stuff like that.
I love that question.
That's such a good question.
It's pretty chill.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Okay, yeah. So Tu, last question. In theme of the podcast, what are you doing to make moves right now? I guess personally, professionally, obviously you're doing a big move, but
what am I doing? I think right now I'm healing my nervous system. I know that doesn't sound, like, exciting, but, like, healing my nervous system and making sure like my energy is like aligned. Mm-hmm. So I think like once your energy is aligned, anything you touch will turn into gold and be successful. Like,
wow.
If you're free and you're feeling creative and you're just like in your groove, like you can literally be drinking like a drink and be like, oh my God, that this crazy idea came to me because I'm like so open to receiving.
You're so right.
You know what I mean? Like when you're in alignment, like everything effortlessly comes to you.
Uh-huh. Wow. Is there any practices or like tangible tips and tricks you do to try and get yourself to that point?
Yes. Having like really good boundaries has helped me so much.
Like
so
work like, life boundaries?
Yes.
Okay.
So like work, say like if I was working my corporate job, like it's a strict 9 to 6. At 6, I'm closing my laptop. And like every day I take a lunch and I don't sit at my computer, like taking a walk. I'm eating and I'm sitting in like natural sunlight. Mm-hmm. I'm just like doing stuff for myself that my younger self, I would feel so guilty. Like
same.
I would feel so.
I do. I have that issue.
Yeah. I like would feel guilty taking away from like my 9 to 5 to like go on a walk. I'm like, I could be making money or I could be finishing this deliverable or I can do this.
Yeah.
But like now it's like if I take care of myself and like chill with my nervous system when it is time to perform and work, like it's effortless.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as like a struggle because like when you're burnt out and you're trying to make things work, you're even more like depleting.
Mm-hmm.
But if you like have good energy, like it just bounces. You're like radiating.
Wow.
So
I can't wait
on.
For Alicia to listen to this episode. She's gonna love it. Okay, well too, this has been such a delight. You have so much wisdom and you're obviously killing it in the space. And I just think you're the forking best. I like look up to you so much. So
you,
I'm so grateful to know you. And where can everyone follow you and get in touch with you or whatever?
Oh my gosh, I am Lazy Girl Glam on all platforms.
Follow her. Her reviews are so good. I'm always
thank you. Yeah, Lazy Girl Glam. Can't wait to connect. Thank you for having me on, TK.
Thanks so much for coming. Seriously, you are such a delight. Definitely go check out too. Follow her on everything. She is a beast in the industry and she does it so flawlessly. And subscribe to this YouTube channel and follow us on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and make someone's day this week. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.